Hello, my name is Christelle. When I say family, what do you have in mind? And what if I told you that your image, the image you have in your mind when I say family, might be too limited or maybe even false? There's this famous verse in the Bible from Joshua. He says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Ich und mein Haus wollen dem Herrn dienen." So you may be thinking about a partner or kids or the people you share a flat with when you hear the word family. But you see, house or family in the ancient world didn't mean what we usually think. In ancient times, house meant something much broader, the extended family, employees, or even neighbors. It was a communal, even spiritual understanding of what family is. The idea wasn't just who lives with you, but who walks with you in life, who shapes your faith, your habits, who eats at your table. And Jesus took it even further. He said, "Whoever does the will of my Father is my brother and sister and mother," which means church isn't just where we go. It's a family we are given. And in our church here in Düsseldorf, that family finds expression in small groups, in prayers shared, in meals that are offered, in burdens that are carried together. So, as you think about your goals for 2026, be it fitness, finances, productivity, what if you also made space to reimagine your household, your family? What values will shape it? What habits will protect it? Could you pray with someone once a week? Or start sharing one meal a month with someone new? Or set one spiritual priority as a family or group? Joshua's declaration wasn't private. It was public. "As for me and my house." It was a public declaration. It was choosing direction, but not perfection. So you may live alone or with five others, but this year you can still say, "My house, my circle, will serve the Lord." That's a powerful place to start. One table, one prayer, one year at a time. God bless you.